Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, man? We live right now, man. Right on the Great Uptown, man. We finna turn up, man. We got Tone C back in the building, fucking with us, dropping some new shit. Hey, you know what I'm finna just do? I'm finna just get with it.
Okay, I like how he sounds. Yeah. This shit gonna be 24/7. You 25 back. Share my hat. You know that, man? Hey, this shit around the clock. This round the clock. This shit around the clock. Meaning me don't never stop. Nigga, this shit around the clock. This round the clock. This shit around the clock. Hey, clock. I say, they say good things come to those who wait. I say, fuck that Billy Bath Gate. Got bad nerves, so a nigga can't wait. Motherfucking made your ass with a fat face. These fat niggas trying to give me a bad name. Well, mainly cause I do my damn thing. Hitting days, this bitch, well, that's my pat thing. Still beat the pussy out like a gang rape. On the back, put a autograph in the back eight. Stacked up, nubs on my way to ballet. Shit done to that day, cause I hit her that day. My flow to black plane. Cleaning these niggas out. Got cheap 2 beats for the ounce. Remember all the times that I used to sleep on the couch. So I'm working for the keys in my house. Feel a condo car, Audi A5. Bad model, bro, man, can't say nah. Made the money, I'm just like a K9. Free the dog, burn the rest of the piece, say five. Niggas say they work, we don't got the same job. Niggas say they cut, we don't got the same knives. Niggas say they plug, we don't got the same job. Niggas say we beat it all, we don't got the same knives. We don't got the same lies. You, I'm me. Nigga, you fool, I'm G. See, you do it for a boom, boom, and I G. I do the care for the top team, shit, put on my knee. Like they say, him a country. Just young, pet a man, getting money. 28 on the dump, got it so damn high. You'll see that vibe.
Okay. All right. This was round the clock. All right, that right there was Tone C. We are live on the Dopeness Interview Series with nothing but the dopest in the world. I'm your host, Carl BFM Jones, brought to you by USA Blog Network. And we are live with the dopest in the world, Tone C, the mayor. What's going on, bro?
What's good? Miramar, we live. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to USA Blog Network. We locked in. What's happening? It's a pleasure. I appreciate y'all.
Yes, sir. For y'all who don't know, Tone C, as a matter of fact, go ahead and introduce yourself, brother.
Yeah, man, it's your boy Tone C, the mayor, Mr. GTP, get the pussy, get the paper, debut album, Hometown Hero, OP on the way, man. We get into it, South Florida, Broward County, 954, you know what I'm saying? We out here.
Yes, sir. For those who don't know, Tone C, dope lyricist, MC, new age artist, hood
yes,
activist, street politician. He out here. And we're here to talk about Lights Out, the new single that's mainstream and catered to the ladies. But first, let's talk about like the history of Tone C. Like how long you've been doing it, how you got your foot in the door and cracked that boy open. How did you actually get into this game, man?
Well, I'm professionally 10 years in as of this year. So I done paid my dues and whatnot, but I pretty much got into music after my parents divorced. I moved to New York, lived with an uncle with some other family members, and then I was exposed to the battle rap market, you know, the whole battle rap circuit and things like that. And just me being from the South and just experiencing the whole New York battle bars and all that crazy wordplay, it was something new for me. So I was like, oh, shit. So, you know, I just kind of gravitated to it, and I started adapting to it, and I picked it up. And, you know, I just kept running from it from there. So I really started battle rapping, and I started songwriting, and then my career just been progressing ever since.
Wow. So now, Florida, Miramar, how is the hip-hop scene down there, and how are you how do you feel you've been changing, like, the landscape of rap down there?
That's a perfect question. That's a good question, actually. Miramar really doesn't have a hip hop scene. That's another reason why I'm actually called the mayor, because I really stepped foot into the city and it really started getting the culture jumping. Because when I moved to Miramar after I moved from New York, I moved to Miramar. That's actually the first city bordering Dade County. That's we're the first city leaving Miami.
So Broward County is right next to Dade County. So that's where Rick Ross, Trick Daddy from. I'm from Broward County, where Kodak Black is from, and Triple X. So everybody's like scared to rap Miramar and things like that. So I just when I moved from New York, I got my name in Miramar High School, you know, because I kept battling. So that's really what brought my name up. It was like, because I went to different cities, started battling dudes from different schools. So they're like, oh, you from Miramar? You from Miramar? Then that's how they started affiliating Tone C with Miramar. So ever since, I just been carrying the weight. And I actually, this year, I actually threw my second annual Miramar We Live concert, which is a concert that I throw every year, which showcases local talent from Miramar and the surrounding areas. Last year, I had 27 artists hit the stage. This year, I broke it down in half. I had 15. So, yeah, like, and I pushed all that through my management company. I got my own management company called Mayor Management, which pushes through everything that I do, all my business ventures and everything else.
See, that's amazing. When I actually discovered that you was doing all of this stuff down in Miramar, man, actually putting it on a map, because that's my first time hearing of Miramar, Florida, and to see that it's artists out there, it's some talent down there, and you're doing some great things in the community as well.
That's exactly. It's so we got over 30 artists coming out of Miramar. That's why, besides myself, I just try to set a platform for others so we can really start revolving artists and, like, you know, start clearing these texts and, you know, just really setting them on platforms, because it's down here, it gets frustrating when you got so much talent with no outlet. So now everybody's stepping on each other's toes. So I just took it upon myself, like, man, if you talented, I got this going on. Hey, just come out here, boop, boop, boop. Let's just connect the dots and let's just showcase each other and let's just build. You know what I'm saying? So that's just really what it is. I just saw what the weakness was, and I just took the initiative to step up to the plate and start putting things together.
There you have it. There you have it. And fast forward to 2018, got this hot new single about to drop on the 24th called Lights Out, featuring Israel Taylor.
Israel Taylor,
like, how did this come about?
Israel, that's because, you know, it's crazy because I always do, besides my artistry, I'm always hands-on with my management work. So I'm just online. I'm on social media searching for artists. I'm just looking up hashtags because I like to know what's going on around my area. So I just happen to be searching, like, what's going on in Palm Beach because I'm trying to do some new things in new areas. So, bung, I come across Israel Taylor. So I'm like, damn, I checked him out, heard a few records. I reached out to him, and we just started building from there. I had a record that I was sitting on, and I just sent it to him. He sent it back to me in like 30 minutes, and then we just locked it in. We just been working.
Amazing.
And it's crazy because we made a Tri-County connection on the record, because the producer of that record, she's from Dade County. I'm from Broward, and he's from West Palm. So that's like the top three hottest cities and hottest counties in South Florida right now. So that's actually a dope connection that we made on the record too.
Hey, brother, do me a favor, because we want to give the people a taste of what they waiting on for September the 24th when the song drop. Go ahead and introduce the joint. We're going to rock out to it and come back and talk about behind the scenes of making it.
Definitely, definitely. It's your boy Tone C. the Mayor, and this is my brand new single, Lights Out, featuring Israel Taylor, produced by Toya Beats, dropping on all digital platforms September 24th. Make sure y'all go get that, support it, stream it, download it, share it, tweet it, do everything. My debut album, Hometown Hero LP, on the way. Stay tuned. Big shout out to Mayor Management, USA Blog Network exclusive. Tune in. Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go. Ah!
Look at the love.
I bet I'ma change your lifestyle. Lights out.
I'ma put your ass to bed, baby. I'ma knock your lights out.
And why not? What we gotta lose? I mean, you feeling me? I'm digging a whole lot of you. Got a good chemistry, and your vibe is cool. Both on a grind, so you know about how I move. Just finished school, not involved with a lot of dudes. Just like me, like a little minutes of solitude. Went from a few dates to spending overnight or two. Now I'm at with scissor hands, how I cut them bodies loose. That's just out of respect, though. Trying to fill them voids in the promises, yeah, bro. Hit the sex, though. Pressure like the best smoke. Every time I beat it, leave it speechless like a strep throat. And if you dream it, then we leaving, baby, let's go. Tahiti for the weekend, wake up in the West Coast. Huh, you know I'm cooler than Esco. Puma game retro, copy that, Tim Fox.
See you in the club,
yeah.
Looking for love, let me hit it, I'ma take my time now. Your nigga acting like the plug, but he is scrub. Put me in, I'ma change my life. I'ma be that pussy up, I bet I'ma change your lifestyle. I'ma put your ass to bed, baby, I'ma knock your lights out.
Ride with the Beijing, Paris to Panama, Miramar to Milan, baby, you make the call. I'll be on the runway waiting in open arms. Red carpet laid out, remind you of your prom. But first of all, hit your work, quit your job. Link me up at the mall, then pack your bags cause we gone. This second on, just know that we on. Everywhere and beyond, they familiar with that on. Everybody know Mayor. Old Dolphin Stadium, I was a pro player. And they said that nothing was gonna change them. Till you hit me with that ultimatum, which made me reconsider. Cause to be real, I seen the future with you. So I had to learn how to analyze all your feelings and cut all of mother chicks up out the picture. I hear
you in the club, you looking for love. Let me hit it, I'ma take my time now. Your nigga acting like the plug, but he is club. Put for me and I'ma change the lifestyle. I'ma beat that pussy up.
Lights out, lights out.
Hey, that right there was Lights Out, exclusive by Tone T, featuring the boy Israel Taylor. What's going on, brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the new single, September 24th. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all go get that on all digital platforms. My debut album on the way, man. We just working, man. Miramar, we live. Miramar, we live. I can't even stress that enough.
All right, so reminisce when you actually create this. Like, take us back to, I guess, the creating of the concept, actually recording it. Who were you thinking about when you wrote this, brother?
Man, it was just one of those records when I heard it. It's like, cause throughout my years, I've always ended up in like crazy situations with like chicks and things like that, where I'll just be hearing their stories and things like that. So it just be like a mix of little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? Just like when I write some records, I like think about it if I want it to be in a movie soundtrack or how I'm performing it. So it's just like I'll be in different thought processes while I'm creating. So it's just like all comes in together. It wasn't like a specific person that I was thinking about. It was just like a kind of lane that I wanted to cater to. You know what I'm saying? Because you know everybody be either trapping or you know what I'm saying, or got bitches, so I just wanted to find like a common ground right in between, right something in the middle for like a whole different type of wave, you know what I'm saying? So it really wasn't about nobody in particular. It was just like a song that pretty much everybody could relate to, and you know, the ladies could feel good about.
As far as like your writing style or your recording style, like your studio life, do you write it at the crib and then take it in and knock it out in the studio, or do you write it right there on the spot? How did Lights Out go, and how did you were you in the same room with Israel Taylor when he was actually recording it? Y'all were writing in a session, or y'all came in separate and just knocked it out?
Actually, we were in two different areas when we recorded the record, because I actually recorded the record as soon as I wrote it. Like the same week I wrote it, I laid down a rough draft, but I didn't really like how it sounded, so I went back to just made a few adjustments, then I laced it. Once I found the version that I liked, I actually had another singer on the record, but I didn't like the direction of it because I didn't really feel like he brought the other 50% to the record, so I took him off. And then that's around the time I linked with Israel. And then I just sent it to him. I was like, hey, listen, I got this record I'm sitting on. Boop, boop, I'm going to send it over to you. And that's when he laced it. So he actually laced it at the crib. I laced it at the studio. But we linked at the studio for the last mix and master of the record, just so everything could get approved.
Yeah.
Man, it sounds like y'all just, the chemistry is off the charts on the song. Like y'all's in the same place, like literally. like y'all from concept, from the Rooter to the Tutor, y'all like went in together, and like you said, 50-50, both of y'all brought it.
Exactly. That's what it's all about, man. Especially music wise, you got to make sure you bring that chemistry on the record. And shout out to Israel Taylor, you know, and it all worked out. Now we got a crazy record. We about to kill Florida, and we just gonna make it do what it do. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so is Lights Out one of the standout singles off of Hometown Hero EP? LP, I'm sorry?
Yeah. Nah, definitely. Hometown Lights Out is definitely going to be one of the biggest singles off Hometown Hero. Yes, sir. Yes, indeed.
All right. So what does the future hold? When can we, when are we going to hear that? That whole album?
Hopefully by the end of the year, whenever God gives me the green light, we're going to go ahead and drop it. I'm a Gemini, so I'll be always trying to perfect it, and I always feel like it's not good enough. So once I'm in that space and I know it's I'm locked in, and I ain't got a second guess that we're going to go ahead and drop that. Because it took me like 2 months to drop Lights Out. I just kept listening, make sure everything was Gucci, all the levels right. So it got to be perfect before I put it out. So hopefully by the end of the year, or the Hometown Hero will be out.
You heard it here. Y'all heard it here first. Hometown Hero, it's coming. So I'm going to give you the floor before we get out of here. About 60 seconds. Let people know what you got coming up, what we need to look out for. We know you got the new single Lights Out. You're dropping a video for that joint. Hometown Hero LP is coming. You got Mayor Management. Y'all doing huge things down there in Florida. And also you got, street activism type events coming up, like the Christmas drive, toy drive, and all of that. So just hit us with that, bro.
Everything, man. I got the, first and foremost, we dropping a new single, Lights Out, featuring Israel Taylor, September 24th on all digital platforms. Then I'm dropping the Hometown Hero after that. Then, of course, we dropping the Lights Out video. I got all type of records and big singles coming out. At the end of the year for Christmas, I'm doing my fourth annual Christmas Tone C toy giveaway in Miramar, Florida. That's all powered by Mayor Management. I'm also throwing some more. We got like 3-4 more concerts lined up for the end of the year and the top of next year. We're going to be touching Ohio, Cali, Texas,
ooh,
New York. So
the concerts be off the chain. I'm looking at the picture like, what? That's how you get it in on stage, Tone?
Like we really getting it in, man. Like we really gonna make some shit shake. So you know, it's just stay tuned, man. A lot of big moves on the way, documentaries and you know, movies and all type of things, man. The sky's the limit, man. I'm working, we working.
Man, blessed.
Oh yeah,
another thing,
last thing. In 2021, I'm really running for mayor of Miramar. So you know, just stay tuned. The whole political
campaign.
That's
what I was thinking.
Nas only right, man. You know, we gonna grab the streets little by little, you know what I'm saying? And then we really gonna put on for the city for real, for real. They gotta put me in that mayor seat.
Y'all heard it here, man. Hey Tone, I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to talk to me about Lights Out, brother. Salute.
Hey man, I appreciate y'all. It's been an honor and a pleasure, man. Much love to y'all. USA Blog Network, I fucks with y'all all the way. Miramar, we live. Matter of fact, anytime y'all touch down in Florida, just hit me. We're going to give y'all the mayor walkthrough, and we're going to show y'all how we rocking in Miramar. You know what I'm saying?
All right, y'all heard it here now, man. Make sure y'all support good music. Go ahead and get that Lights Out. That's dropping on September the 24th. Make sure you add the man, Tone C, on Tone C. The Mayor, that's on Twitter, IG, and Facebook, all social media platforms. If you haven't already, went ahead and added USA Blog Network, feel free to do so as soon as you hear this on all social media platforms. Until next time, man, it's the dopest. The dopest in the world, Craig. We out here, all right? Go ahead and support the music always. We out.
Always, yo.
Look at the love. You know about how I move. Just finish.